This is Story Interview, conversations with innovators, entrepreneurs, and experts. People whose stories will teach, inspire, and entertain you. Here's your host, Jeffrey Hedquist.
Hello, everyone. This is Jeffrey Hedquist. Welcome to the program. Today, I have as our guest John Phillips, Jr. John is an expert in stained glass construction, installation, restoration, protection, and evaluation. And those are the various aspects of stained glass that his company, Associated Crafts, is involved in. John Phillips has four questions for you.
What is the condition of the stained glass windows in your place of worship? When's the last time any maintenance or any service was done to them? Are the stained glass windows in your church protected? What is the value of the stained glass windows in your church?
Those are good questions. We're going to answer those questions today and give you some ways to find out even more information. Give me a little bit of background about what Associated Crafts does. If somebody said to you, well, John, what does your business do? How would you describe that?
We're a full-service stained glass studio. We do restoration. We do repair. We do the installation of storm coverings, protective coverings for preservation of stained glass windows. We also create new stained glass windows for new installations. And as a unique facet, we are also rescuing used windows. Churches that are closing, tearing down, we're actually rescuing these historic works of art, restoring them and reselling them to the next church. We do some public buildings, but predominantly we do mostly churches, cathedrals, synagogues, other places of worship.
Tell me a little bit about how you got started in this business. It's not a usual business that people hear about.
Well, it's been a family business. My dad started back in 1973, and around the age of seven, I started riding around with my dad while he was inspecting churches and their stained glass windows. So I was exposed to it at a very young age.
All right. So you've been doing this for, seven, so you're how old? Never mind.
Yeah, longer than I care to remember.
There you go. How'd your dad get started in this?
Actually, he had answered an ad for another company and was hired to consult for them and was taught and brought up through the ranks. And then after about 7 or 8 years with that company, he left and went off on his own and started his studio in the Pittsburgh area, which he had sold about 10 years later.
Now, you're originally from Pennsylvania?
I am.
But the company, Associated Crafts, works with mostly churches, but all kinds of businesses throughout the country. Is there anything beyond the United States?
You know, we're often getting inquiries about used windows that are being sent to foreign countries. You know, we've also been bidding recently quite a few projects in Canada. Occasionally something will come out. The only thing off the continental United States is we had done some work in Hawaii.
All right. I hope you get more of those.
Yes, they're nice.
Especially in the winter. Tell me a little bit about what it was like learning from your dad. There are a lot of people who go into business who haven't had that opportunity. A lot of people that actually are in family businesses and don't get along with their parents. And from what I know from you and your dad, you guys have worked together for decades and you're still getting along.
Well, that's what everybody sees. No, actually, Dad is my best friend. In fact, he's my best man at my wedding. But, you know, at a very early age, Dad just started taking me around, and of course, I sat there like a fly on the wall watching him inspect, and then being inquisitive, I started asking. And next thing you know, I was carrying my own notepad, walking next to him on a stained glass window, and I would write down the things that I seen, and then in the car on the way to the next job, I would compare my notes to my dad's notes, and then question him about this or that, and of course he was always right at that time. Now I think I am. Later on, as the business grew and Dad left the consulting side and started doing the full-on work, I got the experience of working with guys that had come to work for my dad that were very experienced stained glass craftsmen. So from the age of about 12 or 13, I started regularly going out in the field in the summers. Then also in the winters during school, I would work in evenings in the shop doing new windows and stuff. And in the summers, I would work actually out in the field with the crews doing protective coverings and restoration and repair work.
So you've been really in absolutely every aspect of this business, and now you're running it. One of the things that I know, and this is always interesting, because you're in a business that combines art and business, and there's a bit of science in there as well. And the other thing is you have to be a pretty good manager because you have crews all over the United States simultaneously operating on intricate, complex projects. T- Tell me a little bit about the people that work for you, because I know that having talked with some of the people who are your clients, they universally say great things about the crew. They treated us well. They cleaned up. They explained everything. They were there on time. They finished the work. Everything was good. And that's not an easy task to be able to manage that kind of business with multiple crews. Tell me a little bit about the people who work for you and how did you find them?
It's been amazing. I know everybody that sits in my position always talks about how great their people are, but in my case, we've just been overly blessed. A lot of it came from my dad's reputation in the business. He was extremely well-liked. Due to the success that we've had, we've attracted a lot of people that want to come to work for Associated Craft. So we've been allowed the luxury of being very selective. And as a company, we give a lot of responsibility to the project manager. All of them are very much in communication, computer literate, working with the office to get their supplies, and we allow them to do what they're supposed to do, and that's manage a project. And along with that responsibility, they're responsible for things that go wrong as well as the things that go right. And being we have this high level of guy out there and we facilitate him to be able to do his job, we've just been extremely fortunate. We get the highest level people available in the industry and we support them. The staff supports them. Because I've spent so much time out on the road myself, and I know how difficult that can be with families at home and weather and travel obstacles and things, I've made the office staff understand. So they pretty much are there to assist them and make their life as easy as possible. It's important to give those guys the ability to do their job.
Well, evidently you do, and they're doing a great job because I'm hearing nothing but tremendous things. People, of course, go to their places of worship. They've seen stained glass. They've seen stained glass that's well taken care of, and they've seen stained glass that's in disrepair. Oftentimes, people who are part of a church involved either as parishioners or maybe they're involved in the administration or the fundraising of a church, oftentimes they view the assets of the church, and the stained glass windows are often thought of as the most valuable asset. Can you say something a little bit about that? For instance, how do people value it? What should they do to take care of it? How do they insure it? Those kinds of things.
Well, it is true. The stained glass windows are often the largest material asset of a church. Stained glass windows not only are historic, they're the artist's hands that works on them, the craftsmen, very labor intensive, very expensive. When people generally think of church, a lot of the atmosphere is created by the stained glass. The story is being told, the stained glass is used to that. Over the years, people do not understand stained glass. It's unique. A lot of people would be able to relate to a foundation cracking or a church needing painting or something. Well, stained glass is unique, and they don't understand exactly what it's supposed to be like. There's a bow in the window. Is that normal? Well, it's been there for a long time. Well, no, it's not normal. So what we've done is we've worked a lot on trying to educate our customers. In fact, on our website at www.associatedcrafts.com, you can download a free project guide. It's about 48, 49 pages of just understanding the stained glass project. In there, there's actually a little do-it-yourself survey. In that survey, it tells you to stand in front of a window and actually look at the window. And do you notice cracks? Do you notice bulging? And it has definitions and terms to explain these in very simplistic form, just so people can start gaining awareness. And then the easiest thing to do is call us. We actually come out to your church for free, and we will do a full evaluation, prepare a report, actually take photo documentation of the window. So in case there's a catastrophic loss, we always have the pictures. Then also a large portion of it is not only is there maintenance that's needed to stained glass, and stained glass does need just regular maintenance that's done, there's also preservation. The environment has elements, the weather, the heat, the cold, and unfortunately vandalism. And these things all can take a toll on a stained glass window. A large portion of our business, preservation, is the installation of protective storm coverings. The Associated Crafts clear flow system is contoured to match the existing millwork, whether it be stone or wood or steel, and it's actually vented, in-frame venting, so that you have the optimum environment for that stained glass window to survive longer. It's all built into clear flow system.
Is that clear flow system something that you offer alone?
Clear flow is definitely an Associated Crafts system. It's similar to others. After 30 plus years of experience in this business, we have made some significant improvements. We do extrude our own metal. We have our dies specifically done for us. So ClearFlow is exclusive to Associated Crafts.
Story interview will continue in a moment. You're listening to Story Interview with Jeffrey Hedquist.
Explain a little bit more about that free consultation. Are you saying that any church anywhere in the country can call you and you will actually go to that church and do a free evaluation of their entire stained glass property?
Oh, yes. Our consultants are out every day visiting churches all across the country. I mean, from Florida to Maine, Maine to California, and all points in between. Obviously, we can't be there tomorrow when somebody schedules it, but often that's happened as well. But they'll make an appointment, they'll meet with the people, come by, see the church. They'll take measurements, they'll inspect each window, higher windows they'll actually look at with binoculars, photograph each and every window. And then as an added feature, we actually put a replacement cost on each window. People know their stained glass windows are valuable, but they don't know how valuable. Unfortunately, there's been cases in the past where churches have had fire. And they went to replace their stained glass windows and found out that their insurance policy was 10% of what it needed to be for the value of their stained glass window. Using the Associated Craft system, there's no guessing. We know what the replacement cost is today for that stained glass window. And it gives the church peace of mind where they can go out and have their windows insured for the proper amount.
That's amazing. So you will go in, do the complete consultation and evaluation, which obviously will take quite a while, prepare a written report. And even if the church does not use you to do any work, there's still no cost, no obligation, and the church or whatever institution ends up with a complete evaluation so that they can better take care of the stained glass they have, know how to insure it properly?
Yes.
That's amazing.
There is absolutely no obligation. It's been a very successful thing for us. First of all, everybody that works with us likes to help, and we like to do what we feel is right in providing the information. Yeah, there's churches that we've provided written reports to 7 or 8 years ago, and 7 or 8 years later they call us and say, hey, we finally got our fundraising together, or we would like to do this. We've got some interest, or there's a window that's now more damaged. Let's do the work. We've also had people, of course, that will do something locally or something smaller. But generally, we feel with educating the customer, the Associated Craft's reputation, that it's a great service for people. They can feel comfortable with our evaluation and our recommendations for their work.
Every business that we talk with has some easy times, some good times, some bad times, some obstacles. What would you say were the obstacles or challenges to your success that Associated Crafts has experienced?
I'll tell you what, we've understood the business and been around the business for a long time. And of course, as you get started, there's a lot of growth issues and people not understanding who we are. Well, who's Associated Crafts? You know, well, how many projects did you do? And then, of course, that quickly went away. As we started keeping in our mind first, servicing the customer, doing the best work that we can do, the best way, always do something extra, working hard, the love of the craft, has got us more and more referrals. It started at an early time where we had 2 projects to do and wondering where the next. We just worked hard, and we did what we said we were going to do, and we did it as well as we can. And it's just been amazing how the community, the different denominations, different committees have just supported us and have went out of their way to recommend us to other people. We probably now have the best problem that every company works for. The only other issues we have is everybody wants their work done quickly, which we do provide it as quick as anybody in the industry, but we've got a lot of work to do. And I'm not going to shortcut anybody. We're going to do everyone right, and it takes time to do those. But really, we've been blessed. We work hard at it, but it's been a nice growth.
If someone were to ask you what unique benefits Associated Crafts has, because oftentimes, as you know, churches, places of worship, will bid out a project. They will talk to a number of people. They will do some research, and you may be one of several firms. What would you say to somebody that says, well, how is Associated Crafts unique in the stained glass industry?
Check our references. They say a great deal about who we are. What is unique about us is, from top to bottom, the quality individuals that we have working for us. Myself, my family, we're truly dedicated to our customer, and so is every other project manager, every other office staff. That's it, dedication. Do we make mistakes? Sure, everybody makes mistakes. But we are interested in our customers. We're interested in doing the best job, and that is from top to bottom. We're not one of those companies that you call into, and nobody gets back to you, nobody cares. I mean, everybody has those stories. These people want to do what they do. They like doing what they are, and we're fortunate to have them.
Well, John, it looks like we have our first call. Hi, who's calling?
Sharon Hoffman.
And Sharon, are you an Associated Crafts customer?
Yes, I'm with St. John's Lutheran Church out in Valley Helm, California.
How did you connect with John Phillips?
We researched people that could help us out for about 2 years, and I found him through word of mouth mostly, and looked into his website to see what he had to offer, and was very pleased with what we found.
And why did you end up finally going with Associated Crafts?
You just could tell that they knew what they were doing. And this, I think, was taken care of extremely well, very quickly, and quite professionally. I couldn't have been more pleased. He just did a great job.
Any interesting stories about the job?
We had some major wood rotting situation going on with one of the main glass windows there. It was just horrible, and it had an archway that needed to be matched up to the other windows, of course, and so that was the challenge, and the guy knew what to do, how to do it. He just was dialed in on it, and it was just a wonderful feeling to have someone know he just did it.
So it sounds like you were pretty happy.
And everything was outstanding. It really was. The guys were great to work with. I couldn't have been happier. Really couldn't have been more pleased with the job they did. And they cleaned up. They took care of everything every day. I mean, they were on it. They were pros.
Thank you, Sharon. Well, John, you do take care of your customers.
We also spend a great deal of time in education of the customer. We're a unique business that not a lot of people know a lot about. That's why we went to writing a project manual so that people can read it and understand it. Our consultants, our office staff, everybody will spend time with the people. There's no question that's dumb. Every question's important, and we want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable with it. Also, we have the ability to do on-site repair. We have the ability to do in-studio restoration, and we also have the ability to do the preservation, and we do a lot of everything. So one of the big advantages of Associated Crafts is we can sell you what you need instead of what we need to sell you. So if we were a restoration studio that simply did in-house restoration, every project that we would bid would be for in-house restoration, when a repair project, an on-site repair project, may be all that's necessary at this time for the next 10 or 20 or 30 years. And I think that's also a huge advantage to using Associated Crafts.
So the fact that you handle every aspect of stained glass means that somebody can have the confidence of going to you, and they may have in mind one thing and you'll say, no, you don't need that. We can do that on site. We don't have to do that in studio. And somebody else who doesn't have all those aspects covered might not be able to offer them that kind of savings. So that's a real advantage. We've been talking for a while. I'm taking a look at the clock. I think it's time to take a break, and we'll be right back after this. This is a story of a church like yours, where people come to pray. The pride of this church was its stained glass windows. The sun streaming in through those colored panes lifted the hearts of everyone there. Through the years, time and weather took their toll. Some of the windows were cracked, some needed cleaning. Who do you turn to for a special job like that? The people in this church called Associated Crafts at 888-503-1184. Two generations of family craftsmen who bring stained glass back to life. Soon the team from Associated Crafts was there, restoring, weatherproofing, and creating new stained glass, and a new feeling of pride for that church. Does this sound like your church? Call 888-503-1184. Who would you trust to preserve your stained glass windows for future generations? For a free consultation, call Associated Crafts, 888-503-1184.
This is Story Interview with Jeffrey Hedquist.
John, tell me, do you have some stories that will convey to the listener a little bit about how some of the things that you've mentioned can apply to their projects? I know you mentioned something about a used window story in Tucson. Could you give me a little bit about that?
That's one of my favorite stories. My dad, when he started into the business for another studio in 1973, the first project he sold was a priest in Pennsylvania named Father Karrenbauer. And fast forward 30 years later, we're with Associated Crafts and we're reselling some rescued windows. The rescued windows that we sold to St. Ambrose in Tucson were from a church in Pennsylvania. The closing church that sold the windows, the priest there was Father Karrenbauer. So, of course, my dad got to make that old acquaintance, and we sold the windows and restored them and resized them and then installed them in St. Ambrose in Tucson with Father John Arnold. After the project was sold, each window that we restored had a memorial plate from the old church in Pennsylvania, memorial plates for the families that had donated the windows. So we had to remove all those, of course, for the new installation in St. Ambrose and put in the plates for the people that paid for the windows to be moved to St. Ambrose. So Father Arnold had asked me, we had two small windows up in the balcony that were still blank, and we didn't have any used windows for them. And he said, John, what can we do for these two windows in the balcony? And he says, can you make me two new windows there? And so we didn't have any problems. He said, well, can you use the pieces from the resizing? I said, yeah, we can incorporate into that. And I said, but Father, I've got kind of a different idea, and I wanted to see what you thought about it. I said, all those memorial plates that were used from the other church, the people had donated the windows in the Pennsylvania church, I said, we still have all those in the shop. I said, would you mind if I use those for the border glass in these two windows in the choir loft? And he said he thought it was a great idea. So in St. Ambrose in Tucson, the two small choir loft windows are actually constructed with the memorial plates from the windows of the original church in Pennsylvania. So it allowed us to memorialize, to continue the memory of the people that had donated those windows in Pennsylvania into the windows that the church in Tucson as they had made their travels. That's kind of one of my favorite stories. I'm very much being in this business a history buff, and it was nice to keep it all going on. Also, Father John Arnold and Father Karrenbauer also got to speak, and there's also been visitors from the closed church that have come to Tucson and visited the windows.
Oh, that must be kind of interesting, especially if they're relatives of the people who had originally donated. So one of the things that you do, and this may be unique with Associated Crafts, is if a church is closing, you will actually take those windows, find value for them for the closing church, and then they may find a new home in another church. So it's kind of like you're keeping it in the family, but it may be in a different location. So they find new life, they get restored, they get protected, they get re-leaded, whatever needs to be done, resized, reinstalled, and another 100 or beyond number of years is given life for those. And in this case, even the people who originally dedicated their finances to that somewhere way back decades ago in Pennsylvania now find that that memory continues in Tucson, which is kind of an interesting one. Any other stories that come to mind that can make your unique place in the industry come alive for listeners?
You know, for example, Tombstone, Arizona, the Episcopal Church, St. Paul's, very historic church in Tombstone, but Tombstone is a, you know, tourist town. There's not a lot of regular people sitting there supporting the church, and St. Paul's is the oldest Episcopal church west of the Mississippi. So we were approached by them about some restoration work, and they were in need of full restoration. It was actually a complete re-led project, very intense, and quite a few windows. A smaller church, but quite a few windows. And Will and Carol basically said, you know, we can't afford this now. We want to do it. We're committed to doing it, but we can't afford it. So what can we do? I said, well, let's stage it. So what do you mean? I said, well, let's do a window or two here, a window or two there. And what was unique about this is, you know, churches that are loved, such as St. Paul's, and a lot of people, they want to see something happening. So what we did is we went down there and we did, I think the first trip, we did two windows. We pulled them out. We restored them. We scraped and painted the frames, installed clear flow protective covering over them, and completely did them. I mean, they were, like, perfect. And now it kind of made everything else stick out a little bit, which brought a lot of attention. So the first two windows probably took them, 8 months before they could get to go on that. So then once those got done, it was probably 3 months, and then we had to go on the next few. And then it was probably a month, and we had to go on a couple more, and then it was a month, and we had to go on the rest. It was amazing to watch how the parish got enthused with getting some work done. I mean, they've done everything from car washes to bake sales to donations of people that went there in the past would then come forward whenever this change starts happening.
Well, that's very interesting. So for a church that takes a look at a stained glass project and says, boy, we just can't afford all this right now, you're willing to actually do it in stages, and then the congregation and the community that they're in gets to see how beautiful it is. And there's nothing like that kind of inspiration to bring resources to the fore. So getting started that way, everybody can see how wonderful it looks, and then there's enthusiasm, there's energy, and you can then kind of move ahead on some of the other projects. I think it's a great idea, and it's a great service that you offer. John, it looks like we have a call. Hi, who's this?
It's Will Wingman.
And what church are you with?
St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Tombstone.
Of course, in Tombstone, Arizona. And can you say a little bit about the project?
Our stained glass windows have not been maintained or repaired for 100+ years. So we asked them to restore our windows, which they did. They removed them. They took each piece of glass out individually, cleaned everything, totally re-leaded everything, brought them back, installed them, and they're glorious.
Well, it sounds like you're a happy customer.
We were really happy and satisfied with the work they did, the way they conducted themselves. Everything was done on time, done correctly, and I could not recommend anyone more than Associated Crafts. You're not going to be happier with anyone else than Associated Crafts, because they do wonderful work. They're always on time. Their quotations are always correct. They don't go over. Really good relationship.
Will, thanks for calling. John, I think this would be a good place for us to take a break.
You're listening to Story Interview with Jeffrey Hedquist.
And we're talking with John Phillips of Associated Crafts. John, I can see how you've developed a combination of good work and also helping places of worship afford to preserve their stained glass windows.
We've had a lot of success with that. As part of our unique proposal system, we actually provide a breakdown of donor costs, is what we call them, on each window. The reason why we have done that is because of fundraising. It allows people to do what we call adopt a window campaign. So if a church has 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 windows out there, on our proposal and inspection report, there's actually a donor cost to restore that window and preserve it. With the adopt a window program, the church takes this out to their members and says, you know, window one costs $1,000 to restore. And it allows families to come up and say, I want to adopt window one. Here's $1,000. Or maybe two friends or, you know, two families will come together. Maybe three families will come together. Maybe four families will come together and contribute to one window to adopt it, depending on whatever their budgets are. That's a very unique thing, and that's happened. And then that on top of the staging, we're also many times asked, which windows are in the worst condition? Which should we do first? We're going to do the Adopt Window program, start our fundraising, but which windows should we work on first? Which are in the most immediate need? And we help them with that.
Well, that's great. So you not only get involved in the restoration and the reletting and the reconstruction of the windows for the church, but you also actually help the church with the fundraising by structuring something like this Adopt a Window program. So when somebody comes to you, they really get a comprehensive plan to take care of this entire project. And as you well know, anybody who's involved in a church administratively or theologically has got a lot of things on their plate already. And for them to be able to take on a construction project on top of that is sometimes overwhelming. And it sounds like you really help them take a lot off their plate by managing both the fundraising and the finishing and the staging and even the insurance probably you help them with. There's a lot of aspects that you make it easy for somebody to get a project done.
That's our intention. We're there to be a resource. One of the things that happens in our business being unique is people will go out and they'll get bids and they'll get a variety from people that aren't experienced to do the work, like regular glass companies that want to protect stained glass windows. They're good glass companies, but they don't understand stained glass. So we have committees and chair people of the committees that work their little hearts out on this and find out that there's some questions, things they don't understand. We want to be the source. We want our guide to be helpful. We want people to come to us and communicate with us. Like I said earlier, there is no dumb question. We want to answer the questions. We want to help them. We'll tell you the honest answer to a question, whether it's part of our service or not. We want people to understand this. The understanding is what allows them to be good stewards of their church.
Story interview will continue in a moment. You're listening to Story Interview with Jeffrey Hedquist.
Well, what I've heard throughout the industry is that you do such a great job with education that people are quite amazed. And I think one of the parts of that, if you could elaborate a little bit, this seems to be unique for Associated Crafts in terms of educating the customers so they can essentially make better choices. And that is your project manual. Tell me a little bit about that.
The project manual I personally wrote, it took me about, 6 months of off and on, and of course there's a lot of editing. My idea was I just wanted to write down things that I knew about stained glass. I wanted something that people could read that was not a lot of technical jargon, you know, where you had to be an engineer, you had to be an architect, but yet there's references where you can go get into that kind of stuff. I wanted it to be simple. I wanted people to understand. I wanted them to understand the difference between a repair project and a reletting project. I wanted them to understand why you would do one and why you would do the other. I wanted them to understand important parts of installation of protective covering. I wanted them simply to understand what venting of protective covering was and why it was necessary and when it's not necessary, what aluminum extrusion is and why you use a certain type opposed to another type, or different kinds of sealant. There's sealants that will actually destroy stained glass windows. And I wanted to point these things out to them simply. The construction industry, which I really do not feel that we're part of, however we get put into that, has got a bad rap, and Associated Crafts does business differently. We're in it to serve and let these people understand. So one of the things that people are about selecting companies, that's also in the project manual, pull a Dun & Bradstreet report on potential businesses that you use. Talk about structuring of contracts and terms and what to expect and how to protect yourself, insurance. Just little things that hit all the high spots so that when somebody reads this, they're at a stage where they feel comfortable. They have an understanding. Now, if they have a question and you explain something to them, they're just a step ahead into it. I think it's been very, very helpful. We get multiple people daily downloading our manual, reading it. We have a lot of great feedback for it. We send it out on a disc in all our proposals. I've done it electronically so that people can share it with their committee. I would love to have everybody download the project manual prior to getting their proposal. So this way they could spend their 20 minutes reading the project manual, have an understanding of the stained glass project, before they even get their inspection report and read it.
Well, this makes sense. And again, this is part of your no-charge service. So somebody can download the project manual, become better educated on how to buy, restore, or even talk to other stained glass companies about doing restoration. They can have you come out and do a complete analysis. And all this is at no charge. So someone can really become more educated and make much better decisions on this project without incurring one penny of cost. And I think that's pretty amazing. That's a great service that you have. You told me a little bit about who buys from you. You told me the kinds of things that you do that are different, which makes a lot of sense. This is one of those projects that people will tend to put off. They'll think about it, or they'll think, well, there may be some problem with the stained glass, but it's not that bad. Maybe we can wait. What would you say to encourage somebody to maybe think about not waiting?
Well, stained glass windows, as we talked about, are a very, very large material asset in a church. And if left, for example, a window that's bulging, if that bulge is allowed to increase and increase and increase, that window will fold and bow onto itself, breaking historic glass that, yes, we can do replacement for, but it's not going to be the original. And on top of that, as it breaks glass, because the bulge is left undone and it breaks glass, you're talking about increasing the expense. So what costs something today could potentially cost a lot more if not checked on. Let us help you make that decision. I mean, there's been many churches that our associates have gone out to, inspected the windows, did the replacement cost report, and said, no repairs needed, call us in 5 years. I mean, that happens a great deal of the time. But this way you know for sure. Then, of course, there's been ones that we get called to because Sunday afternoon they were left unchecked and the window is now laying on the pews in the middle of the sanctuary. But with the free inspection, have a professional come look at it. Doesn't cost you anything. Know where it stands. We can kind of give you an idea. You know, this is something you need to be addressing, thinking about. Let's get it on a year program, a two-year program, a three-year program, maybe a five-year program. But let's start looking at this.
Well, great. I think that would encourage a number of people to start out by going to www.associatedcrafts.com or give you a call to talk. Is there a good number that people should call to reach you?
Sure. We can be reached at 888-503-1184, extension 1.
Extension 1. They get to talk to you, John Phillips. Actually, John Phillips Jr., who learned by following his dad, who is the master craftsman. And you've spent your entire life learning this business and building it and helping churches and other places of worship throughout North America improve the most valuable asset they have, which is their stained glass windows. Well, let's take a break right now and come back right after this.
You're listening to Story Interview with Jeffrey Hedquist.
Let me talk a little bit about the future, because that's always important. There are a lot of companies out there, and yours has been, now this is the second generation or the third generation?
The third generation is about halfway through college right now, and he works in the summertime, and he works a little in the wintertime, but he's an accounting major and plans on spending a couple years in law school after that, but he is working every summer for us, so he's a pretty busy boy. My daughter will be starting school this fall, and we'll be hopeful that she'll also want to come into the family business, but she's quite the golfer, so she has different aspirations right now.
Okay, well, listen, at some point, someone who's restoring a church is going to want to play golf with somebody who's really good. And there's an advantage coming up. We've been talking with John Phillips, Jr. John is really the second founder of Associated Crafts, which is located in Arizona, does work all over North America for dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of churches. So, John, a number of people may be saying, wow, that sounds really good. I'm really interested in working with these folks. What's the procedure, and what if they're thousands of miles away from where you are physically?
That's a great question. People are often concerned about the headquarters being out of Arizona. The reality is most of our work is done where the churches are most dense. We're on the East Coast a lot. Associated Crafts home office in one of its studios is located in Arizona, and that happens to be where I live. Our largest studio is in the state of Iowa, and we also have a facility in Pennsylvania where my father lives. Our salespeople, consultants, my father is, of course, on the East Coast. We also have a representative in the Midwest. We also have a representative that covers the West Coast and also in the South. Our people are out there traveling all the time. We can't live in every city that we work, but this collection of folks is available to every part of the country. All you have to do is ask for it, and they will travel to your city.
And the phones are ringing, so let's take one more call. Who do we have on the line?
This is Jerry Barclay of Conversion Management Associates.
Jerry, do you have an Associated Craft story?
Well, the church is located in Oakland. It's a cathedral called Christ the Light Cathedral, and CMA, as we're known, was the development manager for the project.
And how'd the project go?
Well, it went really very well. The glass pieces were salvaged from the diocese cathedral, which had been damaged in the Loma Prieta earthquake. And so part of the challenge was to both restore the pieces and make some modifications in order to incorporate them into new frames that were part of a backlit assembly in the cathedral.
It doesn't sound like the simplest job.
No, it required a lot of coordination, which they handled very well, and they did it via email. They are in Arizona. Project and us are here in the Bay Area. They communicated very effectively in a manner that made it very convenient for us to share the information with team members and to come to decisions about what we needed to do quickly. Truthfully, I was a little concerned about the remote distance of their shop to our site, but that turned out not to be an issue whatsoever, and I've learned that they do work all over, I believe, the country.
Well, Jerry, thanks very much for calling. So, John, you're kind of everywhere. Your crews, your people, your representatives, your dad, your facilities are all over the country. And you not only offer the services of creating and restoring and maintaining stained glass, but you also offer a tremendous amount of free information. So if any of our listeners have a project or are contemplating one in the future, check out the Associated Crafts website. That's associatedcrafts.com. We've been talking with John Phillips, Jr. of Associated Crafts. And John, we appreciate your being on the program today.
This has been Story Interview with your host, Jeffrey Hedquist. If you, your company, or your organization has an interesting story, or you feel that a story interview could enhance your marketing, send an email to jeffrey@hedquist.com. Thanks for listening.